Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody.
So it begins.
Boy, for a small studio, we can sure pack them in here. Sounds like there's way more than what
good
we have.
Acoustics.
Yes, really, it is. Hi, everybody. Welcome to those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio. And we have those of you who are watching from Facebook Live.
Yep.
The Psychic Love Doctor show page. So those of you that haven't been over to take a look of us in action, do that. Just hop in, or you can stay out on the outside and remain very mysterious. Correct?
Yeah. You know, that's the word.
We don't know you're there until you say something. So I'm Deborah Lee. I am the only living subject matter expert for personal prophecy, which is a method of card reading that, for the Facebook watchers, I'm holding up an ordinary deck of playing cards. So ordinary that I could start dealing out poker. That's what these cards are. Nothing special, no hocus pocus, nothing wooey about it, just cards. But the thing is, what the cards symbolize, what each of them is characteristic of, that's where the energy is inside of you. So I just make the thing tarot, oracle, what are the others?
Angel,
any of the others.
Rebel, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
we will be giving you an angel card reading after you get a reading from me.
So do not depart your call.
Our lovely Miss Veronica, she is on sabbatical for a while, doing some research and working on her master's degree. So we'll catch up with her once she's got, you know, kind of dug her way out of all that paperwork. So, Jimbo, this is Jimbo Bagan.
I am that.
He's going to share with you a couple of things.
All the communication things you need to know. But first of all, the disclaimer that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Yes, and really it should be informational and educational rather than entertainment.
Hey, that's what you told me to type.
Well, that was 20-some years ago. It's probably something we could change.
Oops.
Yeah, after tonight. I've been meaning to tell you this.
A few years ago I typed that. But anyway, my computer's not that old. That's just a disclaimer. That's all it is. We have to have disclaimers in life today, otherwise everybody sues everybody.
They do, and if we give you a reading and you're a new person and you expect that to be written in stone, if we haven't put something up to say, you know, that nothing should be considered written in stone, we could say hi to you across a courtroom or something. We'd rather not do that. And we want you to accept these readings in the spirit that they are given. The future is extremely fluid. So helping you navigate your path to the future, which we're using tools of choice and change. Others around you are making all kinds of choices too. And we have to remember that that's going to fluctuate in terms of our path. They do impact us to a certain degree. All right, Jimbo, get on with it.
All right. This is a call-in show, multiple ways to do so. The primary way is to call in on the regular old phone, or you can Skype in on the number, too, 515-602-9676. We get Skypers. We do. We know it because it shows up all ones.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, that's a Skyper. Anyway, you'll hear the show intro and the automated stuff is telling you you're going to go on hold, and you'll be on hold the third of the show.
All right.
Yep. And when you are selected, when we say, please take your speakerphone off if you legally and safely can. Bluetooth devices, disconnect them. The reason is on our end, when by the time it comes out, the speaker is going through the air, it can be really, really messed up bad.
Pinky.
Try to not multitask. You got to multitask going on hold. It's going to go nuts. But once we start doing your reading stuff, have a seat, relax. Don't jump around. Like, cell phones can get weird if you start bouncing through rooms and houses. Background noises got to be kept to a zero as much as possible. That is bad a lot of times. And if we announce to do so, when the lines are empty, breaks or whatever, we're going to take messenger call folks, and that's typically our international folks.
And you will come across audio or visually on the Facebook
That's your choice.
Portal.
Yeah, your choice.
Which we keep turned to us, so your appearance is going to be kept a mystery. What is that?
And you shall... have to messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Club Dr. Show.
Right.
And you'd have to be friends already. The only stipulations.
It's not my stipulation.
Facebook.
It's Facebook.
And last but not least, and it happens, I think we took one last night too, if for some reason people can't do either of those methods, they can type their little questions here at my Facebook Live viewers. So, I think at that moment...
Well, before I forget, because as we get going into the show... You know, our heads start spinning here. My book right now through the 15th on Amazon.com is... I have this advertised on Facebook too. If you have wanted to see what personal prophecy is all about, and also there's lessons in here, so you can pick up a deck of cards and just, you know, start to find your life in. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on.
The book is like $12.50.
$12.41.
$12.41, and it's
then
not,
pay taxes, whatever
it's not a prime, in. So you have in that pool. I bought, what did I buy that?
I don't know.
That shark. I went to somebody's house and I saw that shark robo vacuum, and it was cool. And animals didn't mind it.
Well, they got used to anything. It's not hurting them.
So I bought it, and it was 37% off, but not prime. So.
Didn't take long.
We had
though.
To pay a little shipping.
Oh,
it's
you
like
did?
$3.99, yes. Yeah, they didn't include the prime.
That's weird.
I know. Especially with it being Prime Day.
I don't know, especially something like that being that popular. But okay, whatever.
So the book is called The Message Your Secret's in the Card, Deborah Lee. All right? Just want to put that out there. You know, it's not that I'm going to profit from it, because I think I make off of each book like an eighth of a cent.
Area code 845, New York, 845. You're the
Yay,
caller
here we
on
go.
The show.
Oh. All right, New York, welcome to the show. And what is your first name?
Excuse me?
Oh. This is for you. Hello.
Hello.
Yep.
Hi there.
You are live.
On the show. Hey. What is your name, please?
My name is Maria. Yeah, call it from New York.
Yeah, we know
you. Yeah, call
you.
It from New York.
Yep.
Yes.
Do you hear me?
So how are you, hon?
Fine, how are you? I want to ask I'm going to go in Italy. I want to see the people over there, my relative, like my site, my husband's site. They're going to treat me good.
Oh, okay. Are you going to see family and friends?
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds wonderful. And you want to know if they're going to treat you well?
Right.
Okay, that's a good one. All right.
Yeah, well, especially when you're traveling abroad. I mean, because those people you don't see like every other weekend or anything like that. You know, those big, large, much rich, and you can fly constantly. You
yeah, that's true.
People in other countries, you don't get to go see them very often, so... You know, you kind of get a little nervous and apprehensive sometimes, especially if it's been many, many, many years, you know.
Or even not so many years.
Well, I'm just saying, right.
Well, it depends
on the relationship.
I just recently went to visit some family in Texas, expecting a beautiful time while I was there. And for the most part, it was. And then all of a sudden, some crazy family drama erupted. And I was like, no. I really do not want to step into this briar patch. So I ended up arranging a ticket and I came home. Plus it was too there for me. So So sometimes we don't know what we're stepping into. And I think it's very wise of Maria.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean,
you want to get a clue.
We get some pretty wicked temperatures here, too. But it's a little different.
Maria, I think it's going to be wonderful for you. And I also feel you're going to see somebody that you have not seen in a very, very long time. And will that ever be nice? It's a younger man. Could be like a nephew, I don't know, a godson. I'm just thinking that because there is a family tie here.
Well, that's what she's going
yeah.
to see, right? Yeah.
And you are going to be very happy to see this young man. Yes. So, Maria, are you married?
Yeah, I'm a widow.
You're a widow.
I'm a daughter. My birthday was in May 15. I'm a daughter.
Well, I want to tell you, I see the opportunity for you to marry again, and it's somebody that you will see in Italy. And this
no,
is somebody.
No, maybe my daughter. My daughter.
No,
my
she
daughter.
Might be seeing her brother as somebody. As I said, there's someone here. She hasn't seen in a long time.
Okay. You threw the marriage word out.
Yeah, there's somebody here, another man, who has loved you for a very, very long time and would love to take your hand in marriage, Maria.
My daughter going to find the fiancé over there because I don't got this attention.
Is your daughter there with you now?
Who? My daughter?
Yes. Is she there?
No, my daughter's not here.
Okay, well, she seems like a very lovely daughter, someone to really be proud of. And she just wants your happiness.
I'm not my daughter like that. You're right.
Well, Maria, you go. You're going to have very fun, very safe time. I don't see any complications. You know, like missing a connection for flying or anything like that. It's going to be really good.
Smooth as it can be.
Yes, it is.
Which is only going to be so smooth.
Well, smooth as a baby's behind.
Yeah, well, that's relative in the air travel world, too. Yes. The word smooth.
So take care and please contact us again. Wait. We have an angel card. Yep, we have your angel card for you.
Yeah, some folks might not be aware that we are.
Are you going to do it now?
Doing an angel card reading right now. Stand by.
Thank you.
This is Archangel Zedekiel, and the theme is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It says, soften your heart
with
respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself.
So if you go there and people still have, what would you call it, a little bit of struggle with each other. It looks like, Maria, you'll be the peacemaker and tell everybody to calm down.
Yeah, it sounds like if you go there with positive, good intentions, and I'm not here to pick a fight, I'm here to enjoy my family, that everybody will just jump on the bandwagon.
Yes, so it's going to be very, very nice for you.
Very nice.
Please call us again soon. We love hearing from you.
I'll call you before I go.
Okay.
I'll
call you when I come back.
Okay, well, thank you, hon.
I love you very much, you guys. Thank you. Where do you live? I sent you something then. I'm going to bring you something over there for you.
Oh, we would love that.
When are you traveling? Is it this month?
I want to go right now over there. It's very, very, very hot and not good for me. I want to go in the middle of September.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Nice
time of pretty much everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. Yeah. It's a nice transitional.
Yeah.
Temperatures
very nice.
Are beautiful. Yep. Spring and fall.
Yes. Call us before you go. We would love that.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. September's still a long ways off.
We talk again when I call you next time. I see.
Okay.
What I'm going to bring you for you. What's your name? Okay. I forgot.
I'm Deborah, and this is Jim.
Okay. My name is Maria.
Yes,
bless
Maria.
Oh, we won't forget.
God bless you, Maria.
Until we speak again.
Yes.
So God bless you, too. You're not giving another question, all right? That one I was telling you. Hello?
All right. Bye-bye.
She's listening. We're going to keep calling.
She's a very lovely woman who has called us for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
This is to all out there.
She's not one of the people that call us every day, but she calls us on a regular.
She does. And
a couple of weeks, too.
And after a time, this is what happens with this method. You start to feel invested in the lives of others. So it's important to me and to Jim how things work out for you as a result of your reading.
We're humans. We're curious. You start asking those questions about situations, and then all of a sudden they disappear. We're like, what happened? You know, I mean, you kind of feel bad. We don't know what the end result was.
Yeah.
515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. If you can't call in, but not right now, we will announce when. You can messenger Deborah Lee, and you'll be here with us also getting a reading.
That's right.
Not right now. We got another caller.
Now, I can check if anybody's put in any friend requests.
Somebody told me they did, but sometimes they do not.
Yeah.
I think Dave is good.
You can go forward.
You want me to go forward? Okay.
Forward.
We're going to go to area code 423, very familiar to us. Tennessee, the volunteer state, 423. You're
Hi,
next.
Tennessee. Who's on the line with us?
Hello. It's Damien again.
Damien.
All right, cool. What you got or maybe what you don't got going on?
Yeah,
well,
what's happening?
I still haven't heard back from Mr. Macon yet, but, you know, I can tell this is probably going to take a little bit. So tonight's question is going to be of a different subject. This one is one that I've been seeing a lot of. And obviously, if you keep seeing something over and over and over again, it's just like, all right, take a hint.
Absolutely.
It's obviously something coming through for me. So tonight's question is, I keep seeing the names Amanda and Samantha. So I guess the question for tonight is, who are they and why do I keep seeing their names over and over and over again? Because obviously it's got something to do with me. So what do they have to do with me or vice versa?
In what sense do you see them?
Yeah, what kind of, how do you see them?
Is it in paper or what else?
Something
on the internet?
Half dreaming or kind of semi-meditating?
No, it's just like whenever I just scroll through Facebook, that seems to be a name that just like pops up randomly a lot is Amanda or Samantha. If I even just like go out in the public and I see people in, like, different stores on their name tags, I'll see, like, Amanda or Samantha. It's just kind of like, oh, my God, why do I just keep seeing these names over and over again? So I wonder if it's just a coincidence or if they're something to do with me or if I'm going to have something to do with them in the future or what. So I guess that's
okay.
The question of who are they and why do I keep seeing it?
My grandmother always said there are no coincidences.
Well, right, and a lot of it is, it's not necessarily the fact that you've seen them necessarily a lot, it's that for some reason those are sticking out a lot. Because when you're out in public or on the internet, you see like a million names every day. But for some reason, those two are jumping out, so it seems like you're probably seeing them a lot. Because, I mean, we go out and see people with name tags all the time.
Exactly.
I don't pay attention to what they are, but all of a sudden, those are jumping out for some reason.
Damien, I think this is going to blow your mind.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you, I've never had this question before.
No, it is cool.
It is really cool.
Very cool. And stand by.
These names have made themselves, well, they're, like, very much in your conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Because they are, oh, God, just a minute, I lost the word.
Uh-oh.
I didn't mean to
put
you in suspense.
Yeah, she's teasing you.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to find the perfect word. Maybe don't find the perfect word.
No, it's what they're called. And, oh, God.
Well, then maybe don't try to use the word and just describe it.
They are guides. And I'm sorry, that word just, they are your guides.
Like spiritual guides.
Yes. And they are letting you know that they are have put a circle of protection around you. All right.
Okay.
Is that all it is? Well, that's pretty big stuff. And I have a pretty cool guided meditation that you might like. Anybody can ask me for it. It came from the University of Metaphysical Sciences where I attended for 2 or 3 years. And the woman who makes these, she owns the business. She said, we are allowed to share them We cannot sell them.
Sure, yeah, they, yeah, that's nice of them.
But you can meet your guides, and I just bet those two are going to be front and center. I met mine using this meditation, and it did really knock my socks off. Her name was Amma, A-M-M-A.
Now, when you say meet, you mean like not pay, physically shake hands?
No, but in the trance of the meditation.
Meet like spiritually.
Yes.
When you're kind of in an in-between here, another place.
She was beautiful, and she didn't look trendy. She looked classic, like from, maybe 1910, somewhere around then. But yes, I feel these women in spirit form are protecting you.
Okay. Other interesting things that I see associated with them is sometimes I see like either the soulmate or the twin flame sign. So it's kind of, I was thinking originally like, am I going to be crossing paths with an actual woman or women with these names? But apparently they're just guides. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that you're going to physically meet them. I feel that they are in your life. They're making their presence known to you. It's not that you make bad decisions, but they want to prevent you at times. They will slow you down.
Because humans are humans.
Yeah.
We are who we are, you know. Even the ones that make great decisions don't do it all
and
the time.
And I think that if I share this meditation with you, they will communicate with you. It's
okay.
What are those bad noises?
He's got something going on in the background.
Okay. This could be really fascinating for you to meet them. And I still feel there's a greater connection than this. It's like maybe past life. I feel there's a greater connection than just that. But these are not like, I don't know what to say. They're not figments of your imagination. They are not sexual beings.
Well, they're not even physical. Not physical beings.
Well, to a male, you got to. They're beautiful. I think when you see in a meditative trance, you're going to be like, wow. But that's what they're for. So I hope that helps.
Okay.
Here's your angel.
Yep, okay.
All right,
stand by for your angel card reading. Archangel Raziel, and the subject is clairvoyance. I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love.
Oh, look at that.
This first
I think that really walks hand in hand with your reading.
You talked about a spiritual guide thing. So,
yeah.
Right. Yep.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just randomly draws. Again, I don't really think anything is random.
I start shuffling, juggling them when we kind of see where this subject is going.
Yeah.
I don't do it early. So, all right.
So I think that's fascinating.
All righty. We thank you for waiting and calling in.
And I'll shoot that out.
All righty. Well,
you.
Thank
you. You can play around with it. Okay. All right. All right.
All right. Take care until we talk again.
Yes. Yep. Take care.
Yep. Good luck for talking to y'all again. Thank you.
All right, hon. Take care.
I am going to pause just for a second. We got Twitter on hold. Do not despair. We see you. You shall be called. I just have to do my diligence here to make sure I don't lose track of the order that you have called. And the allergies are...
Boy, you are really suffering today.
Yeah, just recently, just like the last few hours, the evening. Maybe there's some kind of evening pollen every time around this time. I'm wondering. Something's
or
going down. Every
the studio. The studio has dust.
Dust in the wind. All right, we're close to the halfway point. We will throw out yonder disclaimer again that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. Number to call in, 515-602-9676. That's the Blog Talk number. You can call and or Skype.
Right.
Not both. You can call or Skype. A choice. And if we aren't color free, we'll turn to you Facebook folks that would like to messenger Deborah Lee. And last but not least, if those are on both empty, we'll turn to the folks that feel like typing their question. But let me look at my list. And we're going to go to our next caller who is patiently holding. And that is caller area code 914, which is in the great state of New York. 914.
Hi, New York. Welcome to the show. Name?
Hi, thank you. Hi, my name is Catherine. How are you this evening?
Catherine, we are doing very well, and I remember that you've called before, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, thank you.
So how are you, my dear?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the beautiful weather as much as I can and working away.
You're doing the life thing.
Yes, and what brings you down?
Yeah, what would you like to know or discuss?
Yes, I heard a man speak in a webinar today, and I really liked his energy, and I'm wondering if he would take my projects on, if he would be a good collaborator, if he'd like my work, any kind of information around that. His first name is Tom.
Okay.
There you go.
And I want to tell you, this is a question.
Absolutely.
For people that are working on projects, that are interested in development of new things, to find out the potential before you even approach.
And if you notice, everybody that's watching, listening, that Psychic Love Doctor show, nobody's really asked about love.
Right.
To remind everybody, that's just, that was the... Back in the day, and still sometimes we'll get that. A lot of times that is what people really want to discuss a lot, especially back in those when the internet was brand new. Everybody thought, oh, my God, let's all talk about love.
Oh, that's true. And this title is over, 25
it
years
is.
Old.
It, but you got to admit, though, even if you look at, if you like actually took stats on your reading, that still is the most common theme.
It is.
Most common theme.
Now, Catherine, I want to ask you, do you feel Tom would be easily accessible for you to
be approachable?
He seemed approachable in the webinar.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, I believe his company's information is public.
Okay.
Right. Okay, well, and I guess there is a connection of some type of what you both do that – you think it wouldn't be mutually beneficial, because it has to be.
Right.
It has
right,
to.
Exactly.
And you are really going to ring his bell, Catherine, in the sense that he wants to turn, or I guess it would be, I'm trying to think what to use for this word, make a change to venture into the project area that you're proposing. Most interested. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
That's what she would like to happen if she does approach.
Yes.
Yep.
And you shouldn't have to go through a bunch of suits to get to him. What I think is he's very hands-on with his own, what do you want to call it, reputation.
She got the feeling he was very approachable, so that rings true then for what she thought.
I do too. And I'm not seeing anything hinky here, like, oh, yeah, he'll say, oh, Catherine, this sounds fascinating. Let's go have drinks and we'll talk about it. Yeah, that, and I hate to say those things, but, that level.
The world we live in.
Yeah.
And it's a new world. It's been like that for a long time.
Most sure. of pursuing people sexually. In such a way. But I'm not seeing that. And I think he's going to have a lot to bring to the table in terms of ideas for you too. And you strike me as somebody in your cards that you are willing to get in from others to make your projects even better.
That's very smart to do, though.
Oh, it is.
It is.
You are... In terms of Dale Carnegie, he had two leadership styles that he talked of. One is barrel filling, and the other is barrel emptying. And I think that you are barrel filling in the sense that it's like you would sit with your team and say, okay, this is what we're going to do now. What kind of ideas can I get from all of you? The other style, which is barrel emptying, is where you go to the team and you say, okay, this is what we're going to do, period. Without any input. So I think that is a strong asset for you, Catherine. I do. And I think you're very intuitive in that sense. Okay. Yes.
So that's
awesome.
Amazing.
Now we're going to give you an angel card reading.
All right. Thanks. This is Archangel Shamuel, and the subject is career transition. And it says your life is triggering a blessed career change.
Oh my goodness! See, now there it could be where Tom's going to say, "Love your idea. Let's do it." And then I've got an idea.
Yeah, see, that's what
for
you want.
You.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You don't want somebody to take it over, but you want somebody to give you solid input and maybe help you, even if it is a slight deviation.
You are really on an upswing here, Catherine, and I feel you're going to get help up to more exposure, more profit. I mean, you are definitely on the way up. So
and that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. You're going places.
You.
Yes, you are.
Awesomeness.
So thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you both. Much love and many blessings. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. And be sure to call us back, especially when you make the approach.
Oh, yes, because
sometimes
what you think is going to be the right attack will say, the cards will say, oh, no, this needs a real soft touch, you know, or more subtlety, or more in the direction of how much money this can make. You know, it depends on what the creative atmosphere is.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is going to depend on a lot of factors.
And it's good to have that edge going in.
Yeah, it's good to have a little inside info.
I was invited to a meeting. I thought they wanted ideas. But I used my the cards, and the cards said, no, they want to talk dollars and cents. And see, I would have gone into that meeting completely at the other end of
unprepared,
the spectrum.
Basically. Yes. Unprepared.
So, yeah. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Well, the idea just a bit more, and then, in about a week or two, I think I'll.
Okay.
Sure, yeah, whatever you until you feel you're ready, make sure you feel ready to do it.
Okay, and good luck to you, but I don't think you need it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy
you're
weekend.
So welcome.
Good night.
You can just kind of feel, can't you sort of feel the energeticness when she calls us?
She's a very positive person.
Mm-hmm.
She's not like crazy, freaky, bouncing off walls energetic. She's just kind of controlled energy. Like, I'm focused. I got a plan. But she's really chill.
She's in a bit of a tough industry.
Well, yeah. Any industry that you're trying to break into is a tough industry when you're the small little person that doesn't have the financial capital. That's why you want to approach somebody that could. It has to be mutually beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It has to help them out too. And these business people don't do things for charity. They'll like to help you, but they also want to get something out of it, which is fine. It's the world we live in.
Remember, everybody, today is National Shark Day.
Yep.
And therefore, you should take a shark out to lunch, but don't be lunch.
Watch out for sharknadoes.
Shark, what is that, a tornado of sharks?
They made one, and it was the dumbest thing ever, but everybody thought it was hilarious. So they made a ton of them. Sharknado, three, four, five. I don't know how many they're up to. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's so stupid, you just like, you know what?
Sometimes
you need to watch a stupid movie that is so unbelievable, but it's hilarious
like
a little
Zoolander.
Bit.
Like Zoolander.
That
was right after
9/11.
Stupidity
Sometimes people are like, are you kidding me? There's no such thing as Sharknado. It's like, really? Did you go into this movie thinking that you were going to see a docudrama? Really? Come on, you know, it is what it is. You can enjoy movies that are realistic. You can enjoy movies that are in between comedies. You can enjoy movies that are just so far out there, it's like, they must have been on drugs, but they can still be entertaining if you don't try to judge them.
Now, do you have someone else yet?
I do.
Well, then.
And they're listening.
Right, let's go forward, young man.
We shall do so. All right, let me make sure, because I have some people that I don't disconnect people. I let them continue if this is to listen to the show,
okay.
So I have to make sure, see my list?
Oh,
I can tell because people on Earth, there's a time there. Those are the ones we already done.
Yeah, they cannot take off whenever they want.
Or not. Might be the only way they can listen. And so we are going to because
And can I throw in a little thing before it goes into this next one?
Throw it in.
Regarding Catherine, who wants to approach someone that she saw on a webinar, as she gets closer to that meeting, we can look at the individuals that are going to be involved, what their character is like, how receptive each would be, who to stay away from. I mean, these cards are just sensational in helping us plot our path. So, who we got?
Right now we have, sorry for the delay, 385 from Utah. 385, you are
Utah,
next on
the welcome show. To the show.
Welcome.
And your first name, please.
Mindy.
Hello. Hi, Mindy. We've talked to you before. Yes.
You have, yes. It's been a while.
How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing okay.
Good to hear. And what's on your mind this evening?
What's on my mind? Well, my job's kind of been going through a transition, and so I've kind of been reaching out to other companies to see if maybe
okay.
I should move to another company or if there's something else out there for me. I mean, I'm going to have my first grandson in August, so I'm kind of in an excited, crazy place, and I want to be settled, but I want to do the best for me and my family.
Your grandson's going to get born. How wonderful.
Yeah, very cool.
Oh,
next month.
Well, blessings to you.
Yeah,
and
just
family.
Over a month.
Right around the corner.
Is this your first experience with being a grandmother?
This is her first grandson.
Yes.
Well, you know, when I became a grandmother, which was 14 years ago, every time I heard the word grandma, I wanted to look around for my grandma. Because I didn't feel grandmas are like elderly. So it felt strange to me to be a grandma.
It's all, time is relative.
It's
so age.
It's a wonderful role to play in the life.
I had a wonderful relationship with my grandma. And my oldest grandma just passed away less than 2 years ago at 98. So.
Well, what a long life.
It is. Almost into the century mark.
And yet, what a loss. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's very bittersweet.
So now, back to your reading. Did you want to see if looking for another job would be advantageous for you?
Well, she said she already kind of is, right?
Yes, looking. Or whether you should sit for a while.
Or do you want to know if something's coming?
I mean, I'm satisfied in my job. I work a lot. I work a lot of overtime. I'm kind of spread thin and... Sometimes I just think I know I could make more if I went into more of a specialty of what I do, or maybe there's something else extracurricular I could make money on my own and just keep my regular job and, you know, just venture out into the world. I don't know.
Sure.
This is a great question.
Yep. Yeah, that's
that
right
will
on the
give
track.
You great insight as well, because what's happening to you is growth. Or you would be perfectly happy, happy as a clam.
Right,
you know.
If you were 100% content and thought this was what you should do without a question, then you would not be calling. So, which means there's a restlessness inside your spirit.
Oh, boy, did you put that well.
Yes, there is. Well, you don't have to be psychic to sense that. She's here calling, telling us she is.
Yeah, but you're a nuclear engineer. I figured all you'd be interested in is what? Connections and...
Well, I can... speak intelligently about stuff I know nothing about. And that's called the gift of gab.
I think you know.
Basically, it's you can talk bullshit is what that is. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Now, for those of you that are new and interested, as I'm laying out Mindy's cards, I'm using a 24-card layout. I don't just grab randomly a few cards. Others have great success with that. I prefer to lay them all out as I would if I were meeting with Mindy for a private session. And it kind of gives me a chance to take an overview, kind of like to see the whole enchilada. And if anything jumps out at me, aside from your question, I would certainly tell you.
Yeah, I mean, she's quite often, something really jumps out. It has nothing to do with the subject of the reading. She's definitely going to bring it to the person's attention.
Your cards are screaming to me that timing is going to be everything, Mindy. If you jump too soon, you are going to be miserably unhappy.
Yeah, timing is the hardest thing on earth to get right.
It is. Now, it's good that you're putting out some feelers, but remember the old saying, if it seems too good to be true, it probably
is. Yes, and that is 99% true in this world we live in.
And you know, and it's like she's looking for a marriage partner because your job is so central to your entire life.
Well, you're spending a lot of waking hours there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now it's saying just chill, stay put.
Take a chill pill.
Keep sending out, you know, inquiries. But if you get any nibbles, you ought to run back here to the show, seriously, so we can check it out. Because right now I don't like the way you're sitting here looking like, oh, my God, why did I do this? And we would want you to be happy and celebrating a new job. So right now the cards say timing is everything. Let it come in its own way in time.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, but it's, you know, that's, it's scary. You know, you got a gig. It's
good. I love my job. I just.
Exactly.
I feel spread thin. And so I just, you know, I'm like, something. Could say they're better, and it might not mean they're better.
Well,
right. that's the trick.
And you have to watch out for burnout, you know, because if you burn out, it will be really devastating in so many ways. Coming back from burnout can be so difficult, you know. So I think it's great that you're looking ahead. You're not making rash moves, and self-care is important. You are being overworked. You are being stretched too thin. Now, when the cards are saying, don't jump right now, they don't mean wait 3 years. They're just saying right now the atmosphere is not right for you to, you know, take the leap.
Yeah, right. Like she said, it's a timing thing, and that is the most, that is almost, it's like.
Yeah,
seems like
I'm just exhausted. I've been working a lot of overtime, so. That's kind of it, yeah.
When your grandbaby is born, are you able to take some time to spend with him?
Well, I mean, it's my first grandson, so, I mean, I have time I can take off. And so, but I'm not exactly sure when I should ask for it off, because you never know when that first baby's coming, you know.
Nope, you never know when any of them come. First, last, third, they come when they want to go.
And Andy, you sound so emotional. This is a really big moment in your life.
And do you have to give, like, ample notice when you need it?
I'll probably work with me. I've worked with him for a while. If I at least one day give him at least 24 hours, I'll get one day. But I know they'll be good to me because I'm communicate with my supervisor, my upper management, because we've all grown through this new company.
That's good. That's beneficial when you get a little bit of leeway there.
Yeah.
That some people
When you're respected in your work.
Yeah, you can just give them updates. Here's the time frame, the predicted time frame, and they probably have children, no children, so whatever, and they know that that's a prediction.
Oh, yeah. And it's
Mama Nature says this is when you're getting your damn kid. I don't care if you're overdue by a week or two or whatever.
It's
Mother Nature.
So true.
Yeah.
I think you should keep them posted, and I think that you should scramble as soon as that baby comes out into the world. Is this your daughter or son who's having, you know,
it's
the birth?
My youngest son.
Our youngest.
My youngest son's having. Yeah.
Oh, this is so precious to me.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful moment it's going to be for you all. For you all. Here we go to angel card.
Stand by for your angel card reading. And I think this will her being emotional right now, I think this is a good one.
Okay.
Archangel Shamuel. The subject is peace.
Yeah.
Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So there's a lot of stress factors in life, a lot of things you're worried about, but
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's the only thing that matters right now. Everything else is secondary. Peace, love, you got a kid coming. If you're with this job, not with this job, you may just have to roll with what the hand you are played.
And you are going to be such a wonderful grandmother, I see you.
And that's all that matters.
In these carts, that little boy's going to adore his Nana.
Even if you're stretched thin for a little bit, you'll work with
yeah,
it. You'll work,
yeah.
You will figure out a way.
Yeah, and remember, it's your right to spoil your grandchildren. I don't care what the mommy and daddy say.
Well, at that age, they're really spoiling when they're newborn infants. You know, their sleep time is greater than their awake time.
And do remember, they think they know everything. Baby is born. I was lucky. I wanted all the grandmas to tell me, you know, because they were all very strong with the old ways. And I wanted to know that. But nowadays, I mean, I've got a few grandchildren. They're like, they know everything, but then they will call. They will call and say, we need some help.
Well, because everybody's on the internet. Everybody figures I read 5 million hours on this stuff on the internet, so I know more than you already. That's what they think.
Oh, yeah, but it's cute when they turn to grandma.
All right, well, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Yes, Mindy, blessings to you, and please let us know when the baby comes into this world.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, hon.
Yes, you shall call again, please.
Yep, take care. Big hugs.
I'll talk to you again.
All right, take care. Wasn't that nice?
Sure, absolutely. All right. There's a lot of time left. We got another call on hold. We're going to go to that caller in a momento. I just want to remind everybody the normal thing, 515-602-9676. That's the number you can call in.
And for those of you that are joining us kind of newly, my book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, on Amazon is right now half price. What'd you say, $12.40?
$12.41 before any of your state or local taxes are applied.
And it's only till tomorrow. Isn't this the 14th?
Today is the 14th.
It's only running till tomorrow. And to get it at such a great price, you'll learn more about this method. You can even learn how to do it. All the instructions are in the book. So just wanted to mention that before we're done.
And also, we have a phone caller. And
all right.
When our telephone lines go empty, we'll turn to our folks that can messenger us.
Okay.
To Deborah Lee.
Okay.
And if that does not fly, because everybody cannot do that, you can type your question in when we ask.
All right.
But right now we have somebody on the line, and it's always the mystery, all ones.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Somebody's Skyping us.
Heaven is calling.
Yeah, I'm Skyping you. I'm actually surprised I managed to get through. That's really big surprise.
What's your first name, please?
My name is Suzanne.
Suzanne, have we talked with you before?
When?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Have you called us before?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. Well, welcome to the show. We don't know because we have a few Suzanne, so we just wanted to make sure.
And welcome.
Oh no, it definitely wasn't me.
Great. Well, welcome to the show.
Yep.
Would you mind telling us where you're calling us from, just for fun? You don't have to.
I'm calling from London.
London.
Now, there we go. We talked about this, and we have one. An international Skype. And we told folks that is an option.
Yes, it is.
Way cheaper than trying to call on a cell phone internationally. Way cheaper. But hey, all right, welcome.
My book was published by the John Hunt Publishing Company in London in 2008. And, I tell you, it's on my bucket list. I'm coming over.
And we have a slew of Facebook Live viewers that also, because we're all showing Facebook Live at the same time. And we have a slew of them that are from London and UK and Ireland that are here all the time.
So it's rather late for
you. It is late.
Suzanne.
Thank you for staying up. And let's get to it then, so in case you need to go that night.
All right. What
it is.
All right.
What do you need from me for a small reading?
The best thing that you can do, I know being new and it's really hard sometimes, is be as specific as you can be. Don't be afraid to say, this is exactly what I want to know. Here's all the details. That's actually going to work out to your benefit.
It can be about relationships.
Anything on earth.
Your career.
It's not love. Well, it could be if you want to, but it doesn't have to be.
Right.
Family, anything.
I think I have a move planned in the next few weeks, and I'd just like to know that everything will go smoothly.
Oh, great. So there's a good question.
Are you staying within England?
Yeah.
Or are you coming
Okay, so you're physically moving residence, and you already have it planned, and it's coming in a few weeks, and you just want to see if that's going to go good or bad, which is always scary.
Boy,
when you move.
Is it good to know.
Oh, because moving sucks even when it's bad. Even when it goes perfectly smooth, it still sucks.
It is pretty terrible.
Yeah, it does, unless you own nothing. I'm like, you literally have everything in a backpack. Otherwise, if you have stuff, it just sucks. But you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you say you have it planned. You planned it a long time. Is it good circumstances?
No, it wasn't a long time.
Oh, it's not. Okay, well, see, that makes a difference, too. All right, that's too bad. We're sorry. It's
a
much more positive experience when it's something you want and strive for. But life, a lot of times we move and we don't want to. You just got to do what you got to do. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Wow, Suzanne, are you ever a strong and resilient lady. I tell you, I can see in your cards you've been through a lot here and there over the years, but boy, this lady's got spirit. And you know that you're a survivor and you're going to get through this too. One thing I want to tell you is, man, this move is going to represent more than just a change of location. You are going to find your work just skyrocketing, whether it's through your own, what we call this, like her own, like excitement, or you're going to like throw yourself into your work.
Her own energy. Real quick pause. I want to give an international shout out to somebody in the same continent over there, Donna Marie from Ireland.
Donna Marie.
Long time no see, Donna Marie. Okay, back to...
And I'll tell you, the situation that you are moving away from, it's going to find resolution, but just not yet. There's a lot here that needs to be, what do you call this? Like rectified is the word I'm hearing. Needs to be rectified.
Rectified. Okay. Things need to come to a head.
Wow. There will be resolution, but I get the feeling very strongly, intuitively, Suzanne, that when you get hurt, you do know how to forgive. You know how to forget even, but the thing is it changes you. And when others come back and say, I really want to get back into a relationship with you, blah, 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 things have changed. You've changed. And they don't realize how precious your love is at the time and your loyalty at the time that you are with someone. And then it gets shattered. It's really hard to rebuild that. And for you, I see bigger and better things. Oh, my God. You've got a fantastic career. You really do. You are admired. You have there's such revere around you. So that really impresses me. A lot of people don't realize their true potential. I have a feeling you know. You are aware that you have a great deal of potential. And you have a great way of healing yourself. There's an old saying that I love, better than a ragged tear, because a ragged tear never heals correctly.
Or it leaves a nasty scar.
It does. But you understand the mechanics and all involved in healing with the clean cut. So there's big changes coming for you. Hold on to your hat in 2023. Lots of travel.
She's probably not aware of travel. So she called in just a little while ago. Deborah does her card readings. We're not sure what you're aware of on an ordinary deck of cards. Yeah. And occasionally, depending on the night of the week, when she's done with her reading, we'll give you an angel card reading. So that's a few little hope was leading in. It's time for your angel card reading.
She's quite accurate. She's quite accurate. I must admit.
That's why we're here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. And if she was inaccurate, we wouldn't be in business.
Well, I have to tell you, too, and it's kind of a real feather in my cap. I have celebrities, sports figures, others that have, I can't tell you who, to confidentiality.
No,
but
yeah, never.
Some
yet.
Jaws
yeah.
would drop, and they have me help them with their decision making.
It is what it is.
So anyway, I love your cards. I want you to know I feel very in tune with you. So one thing to know
is
a new
one. You absolutely are. I'm hoping that my move goes smoothly and there's no more problems. Yeah. So.
And that was your question, and I believe that it prepare for it to be excellent, but also prepare for, you know, those, what would you call them? I know you know what I'm saying. Discrepancies.
Yeah, I always say, especially if it's some kind of something crazy, always plan for the worst, hope for the best.
There it is.
That way, if something bad comes up, you don't sit there with your jaw dropped, your pants down, and all that stuff. You have a plan in place.
But just be expectant that it's going to go extremely well for you. And boy, do you have a future ahead of you, my dear. Woo! It's big, and we have an angel card for you
now. I hope, are you still there? I'm going to check to make sure the angel didn't die off here. This guy got left hanging. Anyway, Archangel Gabriel, the subject is leadership, because you were talking about some other aspects of her life there at the end, too. It is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others at the same time.
Wonderful. I love that. That's like a big bow on her package.
Well, yeah, and you were talking about something else besides the move that probably applied to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So anyway, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you were talking about the career, I think, is what you were talking about.
That's what I think that card came from.
I kind of zeroed in on that because it was so huge.
I wait till about three quarters of the way through the reading.
It is.
I take the first one on top.
Well, I'll tell you, you are destined for great things. Definitely. And I think you know in your own heart that you are.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a late bloomer that way. But yeah.
Well, I think you're right on time, to tell you the truth. Please do not be a stranger. We love for you to come back. And the more readings you get, the more clarity will come through.
Yeah.
And actually, these cards tell you what makes other people tick. If there's anything you want to know about somebody you're doing business project with, we'll tell you. And not everybody's intentions are pure, that's for sure.
No.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately. People are people.
They are. So thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thank you.
I'll hear from
you. I'm glad you're a first-time caller, but please do not be a last-time caller.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And if any of you would like to learn more about personal prophecy or visit my website, I'm at psychiclovedoctor.com.
And for our Blog Talk folks that are finding us on the Blog Talk schedule, you can go to the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook and like it, follow it, whatever the hell you want to call it. And you'll be notified anytime we go live.
That's
we go live a lot.
We do.
Mondays and Fridays are kind of our guaranteed, but everything else is wide open.
Thing is, I just love it so much. It's hard not to say, let's put on a show.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. All right.
I think we're at the. Well,
we got a couple of folks. I extended just a few minutes. We have a couple of internationals. Well,
All righty then.
Okay. I just typed it in first. Messenger's open, and then we'll give them a few minutes. Maybe they can't messenger. Then we will take. Now we'll take the questions in the order they both typed them. And if they're regular, so it shouldn't be so tough for you.
Oh, no.
So we'll give that like about 10 seconds, and then I will scroll up to Donna Marie, who's got hers in next. Donna Marie was basically, let's just go with Donna Marie.
All right.
She says anything for her. You know Donna Marie. Donna Marie's a regular, so she can just kind of say anything for me. Deb knows her life.
You have to allow me to build a strong spiritual and intuitive connection with you through your reading.
And Suzanne was very smart. She asked what she should ask.
Yeah, very good.
Because a lot of new people, I would do the same thing. What do you see in my life? You know, I'd be like, that doesn't work for somebody new. You got to give more info. And Suzanne did. All right, Donna Marie, standing in the strike zone from the land of ire.
All righty. Just give me a moment here.
Give me a moment. Laura, I think we will get you next, and then that might be the end of the show because we did extend it, so don't panic anybody. I know we say 60 minutes. The only time that's a steadfast rule is Monday. Monday, it's News for the Soul, and they have a 24/7 schedule, so they cannot extend the show. We got a little leeway depending on what the schedule is.
Oh, Donna Marie, your cards are awesome. They really are. You've got a beautiful event coming up, and we know what that is. Yes. And it's going to go swimmingly for you as you welcome your new son, daughter. I forgot. I forgot which
one. We haven't heard from her for a while, so it's been a little while. We haven't heard from Donna Marie for
I'm really
a few
sorry
weeks.
That I forgot. But, oh, my goodness, how life is going to become just as like, it's like when you watch the movie The Wizard of Oz and everything is black and white and she opens that door and you step out into this beautiful, colorful garden. That's what you're facing right now. And I want to warn you, though, a little bit, because remember, when we use tools of choice in decision-making, we can alter what is in front of us. I want you to be very aware that you may suffer postpartum depression.
Very common.
It is. I did with my last child.
Baby girl.
Baby girl. Aw. My last child, I became such a biatch in the hospital, but I just felt so angry and everything.
You're on pain meds, too, though.
Yeah, and they leveled me out with an antidepressant.
A lot of those pain meds and anesthesia can make people turn into wildebeest.
And don't hold yourself responsible. Don't feel guilty. There is kind of a letdown that comes with birth. You and that child have been bound together all these many months. I felt empty and alone. You know, it's like you miss it, even though you can't wait to get it over with.
Excuse me.
So just bear that in mind. That you may, if you start noticing you're feeling very down, make sure you discuss that with your doctor.
Yeah, you don't hold anything back from a doctor.
Right.
No, do not do that.
And I really think that it's going to feel like Christmas in August, September, whenever it is you are actually delivering.
That'll be soon, right?
See, no problem. It's going to be like poop through a goose in terms of the birth. Yeah. So there you go. How about a nice angel card for our Donna Marie?
Yes, and the angel card is Archangel Raphael, and the subject is relationship harmony. It says, we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now. So I don't know if that resonates, if you got any conflicts going on or not.
I think
that harmony's coming if it's not there already.
And it's funny how other children can act kind of put out.
Well, even relatives. Look at you having a child. Everybody cares about you now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you're having a kid. Why are you so special? You know, some people are catty like that.
Well, it's crazy, isn't it?
It is what it is.
All right. Who's next? Laura?
Laura from Canada. All right. Our first real love question.
All right.
I thought we were going to go a whole show without one, which would be odd, but it happens. How long until I meet my next love, please?
Okay.
And if possible, where will I meet him? And see if you see a name. Name's a tough one on the
first
shot.
Names are hard for me.
Especially on the first shot. If you ask a few times, you might start seeing something more characteristic. A name is really a lottery pick there, winning that.
Yeah, some people are amazingly good with names. And it was something Grandma and I just didn't focus on.
Yeah, because what's more important is the person, not the name. You know, that's the way it is. Because you know what? Even serial killers had names. So we don't want to focus on the name. We want to focus on the person. Cards go down. Donna Marie is due for 10th of September, but she thinks she's going to come sooner. That's what she's thinking.
I had that feeling, too.
Okay.
But your baby's well within the confines of safety and good health.
A week or so sooner isn't the big deal.
Okay.
Laura.
This is so typical. And it almost makes me feel like higher power has such a sense of humor. Because you really are ready. She's ready for the love of her life.
Makes sense. She kind of seems very, when? Because she didn't say if, who, what, where. She said when because she sounds like she's ready. She just wants to know when the hell it's going to happen.
And what's ironic, in a funny way, is the answer I'm getting is when the time is right.
Oh, that's not the answer you want to hear.
No, but
that's the real answer
that
in life.
That's how it really happens.
That's life, yeah.
The way you, when very least expected, looking your worst. You know, just all ragged out, and maybe you were just running a quick errand. But that is showing yourself in the sense of, this is me on a daily basis, maybe. But you're showing the reality, the truth of who you are. And that will be so well received because you,
she laughed at that.
You are coming close to your true mate.
I think it would be awesome if people could have first dates like that. But nobody's ever going to.
Oh, go as who you are.
Just go like you were cleaning the house on Saturday, both of you. But you know, somebody's going to cheat and dress up and put extra perfume on and stuff. But it'd be nice if people could honestly just go as their regular selves, not shave. And guy didn't shave. I don't shave till Monday on the weekend. You know, stuff like that.
You never know. That could become trendy.
Because then you know.
You're seeing what you're going to get.
Because otherwise, when these dates are happening. It's like a freaking job interview. Everybody's smoking, blowing smoke and fog and hiding who they are, possibly.
Pumping sunshine up your skirt.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, they're trying to sell themselves. Like, hey, I'm a used car. You want to buy me? Look at all these great attributes. But you don't really know what you get until you drive it.
This is going to be an individual who is so different from every other one that you have been involved with. In fact, you may not even really like them at first. You know, that happens. You think, ew, this would not be for me, but...
A lot of times it's because the personalities have a lot of similarities.
Yes.
And they kind of clash at the time. It's like, oh, all these things, you're just like me, and that kind of bothers me right now, first meeting you.
But it's like they grow on you like
yeah,
a
it's like,
wart.
Who are you to say they make the same damn cynical jokes I do or something like
yeah.
that?
Well, it's going to be very interesting. It's love at first sight.
Loves it, yeah.
Even though you won't kind of like each other, you won't be able to stop thinking about this person after you've met. Your paths are going to intersect without any planning involved. I'm not seeing this as like a dating website connection or, you know, if somebody knows somebody. I just think you're going to run into each other.
Yeah, like the old days before the internet. Imagine that.
Exactly.
Heaven forbid people survive doing that stuff. And other people meet people.
Your life is going to open up so much travel. That's under sure to come true, which I love. That's my favorite designation because whatever I've seen there over 30 years, at some point in time, does actually come true. So you're another one. This is going to change your whole life, and it's going to be so amazing. So you know what? Don't worry about when or where it's coming. Okay, don't worry about it. Let it come. That's faith.
Yeah, it's as long as you know that it is coming. As long as you're like, oh, it's never coming, that's going to piss you off.
Well, even those that reach a point where they say, you know what, I'm giving up on love. Nobody's coming along. I'm just going
to
be happy by myself. Boom. That's what it
is. That's usually what happens because now you're thinking, you're going on with your life not thinking about it so much.
Yeah. So now let's get an angel card for you.
Stand by for your angel card reading, Lola from Canada, and you shall take us to the end of the show. You might as well spill out it. We're almost
done. Only water.
All right. Your angel card is Archangel Ariel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Subject is courage.
Mm-hmm.
Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
There you go. And so that says to me, the two of them could have a very nice time jousting together
over
beliefs.
If you do meet this person, be yourself.
If
you believe in things, don't hide them.
Because they're going to see the real you.
Eventually, they're going to come out. If you believe in things that you're worried they might not like, you got to get it out now. Got to get it out. It's just the way it is. If you believe in crazy, crazy stuff, you think, oh, these guys aren't going to like that.
Be who you are.
Put it out first.
Yeah.
Why waste? If you don't, you're going to waste multiple dates, and then eventually if they don't like it, well, then you should have told them right off the bat. So be courageous. Believe who you are.
Be expectant, because I think this whole thing about when the time is right, the time being is coming. I'm going to make a projection that you will have met and already be conversing, getting to know each other before the end of the year.
Okay, well, we're over the hump.
So manifest that.
We're on the downhill run for 2022.
Yeah.
We are.
Isn't that amazing? All right, everybody. We're going to have to say adios.
We are indeed.
join us
get
here.
Yes. Thank you, Laura, and you have a great night also.
Yes. All righty.
Right, we say goodbye to our Blog Talk folks, and
all right.
Now